Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, mostly cloudy today with a chance for showers and a high near 61 degrees. Tonight, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 50. Chance of precipitation is 50%, new amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a high near 68. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 52. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 66. And in the news, in her second State of Education address, State Superintendent Jill Underley renewed her call for more state funds directed towards education, while also condemning efforts by the GOP-led legislature to limit teaching in Wisconsin schools on the history and effects of racism and sexism. Underley's comments Thursday come weeks after the Department of Public Instruction and Governor Tony Evers unveiled the agency's 2023-25 budget request, which tops out at almost $16.9 billion in state funds, marking a more than $2.4 billion increase from the current budget. That, according to a report from the La Crosse Tribune. Some Republicans in the legislature who have been reluctant to increase K-12 funding to the level sought by their Democratic colleagues have increased pressure for proposals to expand private school vouchers in the state and prohibit the teaching of how American political and social systems can perpetuate racism. The differing viewpoints on the future of Wisconsin schools has set the stage for an education policy battle in the November 8th election between Evers, a former educator and state superintendent, and businessman Tim Michaels, a Republican who has pledged to expand school choice offerings across Wisconsin while banning the teaching of critical race theory, a theoretical framework sometimes discussed or explored in graduate-level college classrooms that examines how American institutions may perpetuate racial inequality. Evers and Underley earlier this month unveiled the budget proposal, which seeks to spend more than $240 million on mental health aid for students, which the Democratic governor said would allow each school district to hire at least one full-time mental health professional. It would also expand access to subsidized school meals and spend $750 million over the 2023-25 biennium to increase aid for special education. In a report from the Vernon County Times, the Viroqua School Board met earlier this week and received an update on the facilities referendum that will be on the November 8th general election ballot. District Administrator Tom Burkhalter said the school district's website has a referendum page where district residents can view the most up-to-date information. Every meeting is public, recorded, and available. We're trying to be as transparent as humanly possible, Burkhalter said. In August, the board voted in favor of having two facilities referendum questions on the fall general election ballot. The two questions would total $20.5 million in funding would come from raising property taxes. A larger $36.8 million referendum was turned down by voters in 2018. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.